Washington's bail bond system came under scrutiny after the murders of four Lakewood police officers in 2009. Gunman Maurice Clemens had bailed out of jail after posting a fraction of his nearly $200,000 bond. After that tragedy, Governor Chris Gregoire convened a bail reform task force. Several unanimous recommendations emerged, but there's been one sticking point all along: whether to require that bail companies collect at least 5% of the bond. Pierce County Prosecutor Mark Lindquist calls it truth in bail.
The judge should know, and the crime victims should know, what $190,000 in bail actually means. How much collateral does that require? How much down does that require?
Opponents counter that a minimum down requirement would keep poor defendants locked in jail. Sponsors intend to move ahead with their bail overhaul, but without enough votes in the legislature, they've dropped the 5% rule. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.